The Warriors' first road trip of the season, wrapping up in Denver with a Sunday evening matchup against the Nuggets, and it was a high-flying start here in the Mile High City, with Stephen Curry leading the charge, a game-high 30 points to go with 6 assists. Kevin Durant powering his way to a 20-point, 11-rebound night with 7 assists, and Klay Thompson on the attack, adding 15 points and 7 boards to the mix, as Kevon Looney, solid on both ends, delivering 10 points and 6 rebounds. But in another close game here on this road trip, this time the Warriors fall short as the Nuggets take it 100-98 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Seems like every game we're coming out and committing 4 fouls in the first 5 minutes or so. Happened in preseason. It's happened all 3 games now. So we got to correct it. We talk about it all the time. We drill it all the time. We drill, you know, defensive drills without reaching, without, you know, grabbing. And so you got to just keep drilling it, and it has to become something that becomes a habit with our team. But we haven't gotten there yet, obviously.
With Damian's fouling in particular, I think it's the second straight first quarter he's had 3. I know the other night you were talking about maybe it was some rookie calls, but I mean, does he need to be like a little less?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's plays where he's in perfect position, has his hands up, and he just reaches down. If you reach down instead of staying vertical, it's an automatic foul. That's how the officials are taught to call it, and he's doing that. You know, he also sometimes has a hand on the, you know, riding a guy's hip. And so DJ's just a young guy, and he's learning about the NBA. He's learning about the officiating and what he can get away with, what he can't. So he'll learn. He's been great, and he's getting plenty of experience right now. I'm really proud of him. He's been great. And he'll get there, and we'll get there as a team. You know, we're too good to keep playing this way defensively, and then we've got to execute better offensively as well.
Steve, to the offense point, the threes weren't falling again tonight. Yeah. Is that just a matter of keep shooting them? Do you like the looks you've been getting?
No, I don't like the looks we've been getting at all. We have not been executing. I thought we executed well against Utah. But this game we did not execute. Oklahoma City we did not execute. We're standing too much. You know, we've got to make some adjustments a little bit. The second unit, you know, we've gone away from what our identity was the last couple of years because the personnel has changed. So we've got to establish something with them. But, you know, what we're built on is movement, ball movement, cutting, screening. And it just seemed like we had one ISO after another. So we're not to where we need to be yet.
Are you playing more Draymond at center than you wanted to?
Not really. The game called for it tonight, and I wanted to go for it. You know, I thought, you know, 12 minutes left, we're down 8, whatever it was, after playing, you know, some of the worst basketball I've seen in 3 years here, honestly, or whatever I've been here, 4 years. But I know our guys. I know what they're about, and I didn't want to, you know, not give them every opportunity to win. And sure enough, they came back, and they came fighting back. Our guys have so much competitive juice and spirit. Every night they want to win, and I wanted to give them the best chance to win, and I thought Draymond really picked us up in the fourth with his fire and his energy. And but what I told the guys in there is we can't expect to win every game on emotion. It's game 3 of an 82-game season. We've got to be able to win on execution and intelligence, and like I said, we'll get there, but we're not there yet.
When Damian got his 5th foul, Andre went in with the All-Stars and were able to chip away. What did you see collectively with?
We were, at that point, we were playing. You know, we competed the fourth quarter. We really brought it, and that changed the whole game. But it shouldn't have come to that. You know, we should have had a big lead in the first quarter. They were missing everything. They missed free throws. We were not executing. We were turning it over. I think we had 5 turnovers in the first 5 minutes of the game. And you've got to establish the rhythm of the offense in the beginning of a game. You can't expect it to come all of a sudden. And so we are not establishing the ball movement, the cutting, the spacing that we need. And so we've got to keep working on it.
Monday night, the Warriors are back at it as the Phoenix Suns visit Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.